When we hear the words of our Lord in the Gospel that he who is forgiven little loves little, but he who has been forgiven a great deal loves a great deal. And we might look at ourselves as we hear about this woman and think, well, thankfully I'm not like that. Aren't we? Maybe we didn't do what she did. We've got our own sins. And we have to remember that, as the saints tell us, that the further one goes in the spiritual life, that is, the higher one goes, the bigger the sins become. So in other words, for somebody who doesn't really know much, something might be a very small sin. But for somebody who is higher in the spiritual life, that could actually be a mortal sin. Same is true with how much one knows. If you're taught the truth, you're held far more responsible than those who don't know it. And consequently, just as with that poor widow who put the two copper pieces into the treasury, and our Lord said she gave more than everybody else. Now, objectively, she gave less than everybody else. But because she gave from her want, from her need, and not from her excess, she actually gave more. And so when we look at our own sins, if we look and say, well, I was actually raised in the faith, I was taught the faith, and yeah, maybe I haven't committed some of the sins that other people have committed, I knew better. I knew what I was doing when I did them. And consequently, perhaps my sins are actually bigger. Not objectively bigger, but subjectively larger than somebody else's. And if we look at it that way, then we can say, I have been forgiven a huge amount. My sins aren't little. We look at somebody like Saint Therese. Objectively, she never committed a mortal sin. And yet, Therese, like any of the other saints, looked at herself as the worst of all the sinners. She didn't look at it and say, well, thankfully I've never committed a mortal sin like these other losers over here. No, in fact, she had just the opposite attitude. And she said, if I did commit a mortal sin, it would make me even more confident to jump into the arms of a Father who loves me. Now think about that. We tend to look at it and say, oh, if I did something like that, God might be really angry at me. He would hate me. If I jumped to his arms, he would let me fall on the floor. Now, Saint Therese says just the opposite. She would be even more confident to jump into the arms of a Father who loves her. So the very thing that we think should get us rejected, she's looking at it and saying, I'll have even more confidence. It doesn't seem to connect to us. But isn't that exactly what we heard? The ways of the Lord are right. The just shall walk in them, but transgressors shall fall in them. And that fall is ultimately the idea that we can't be forgiven. That somehow our sins are too big for God to forgive, or God wouldn't be willing to forgive, or whatever idea we've got in our heads. Is completely contrary to the truth, but somehow the devil has convinced us to believe it. And so we need to be able to reject those truths, because otherwise we're the transgressors that are falling on the path of the Lord. And if that's the case, and we look at that and say, okay, the way of the Lord is right. Jesus said, I am the way. The way of God is perfect because it is the Lord himself. He is mercy itself. Yes, he is going to be our judge. We are going to all stand before him and we are going to be judged. You know what? If in this life we can look at him as merciful and we can draw near to him, then we won't have to fear him as a judge. If, on the other hand, we are terrified and we stay away and we refuse to go to confession and because we're afraid or whatever the reason is, then then we're going to be terrified to stand before him as our judge because we have no confidence in his mercy. So we have to look at our own disposition. And it may sound to us to be a little bit arrogant or pompous. Maybe we think that we're just being just too out there if we do that. Think of this woman in the gospel. She heard that our Lord was dining at the house of a Pharisee. So she just showed up. She walked in. And she walked right around the table, knelt down behind our Lord. Remember the way the tables were back then? They didn't sit at the table. They reclined at the table. So the table was only about a foot high. And they literally would put their feet behind them and they would be reclined with, you know, leaning on their elbow. That's how they would eat. And then, you know, and so that's why when Peter motioned to John and St. John just leaned back and put his head on Jesus' chest, that's because they were one next to the other, lying down, reclining at table. So this woman goes behind our Lord where his feet are and starts washing his feet with her tears and kissing him and so on. I've always just, you look at that and you say, what an audacious woman to walk into somebody's house and go up to the guest of honor and do all of these things. And number one, why didn't the Pharisee stop her? How did she get through the door in the first place? And then for this guy to sit there and go, ha, if he was a prophet, he would know who and what kind of woman this is. It's like, really, you knew who and what kind of woman that is, and you're the one who allowed her to do all of this. But thanks be to God, because this Pharisee who thought himself to be pretty righteous, Jesus just turned the whole thing on him. Not only did he let him know that she knew exactly who this woman was and what she was about, but then extended the mercy and the forgiveness and pointed out to the Pharisee, you didn't do this or this or this or this, and she did. Look at what she's done. And therefore her love, which is great, is because her sins, which are great, have been forgiven. And so if we can see it that way, certainly not in an arrogant way, my sins are bigger than yours, our sins are nothing to brag about. But if we can look at it and say, I am the worst of sinners. I am the one who needs the mercy of God more than anyone else. Everyone needs the mercy of God, but I need it. Then maybe we're also going to be audacious enough to walk right in, to cry on his feet. Now, some of us don't have enough hair to be able to wipe his feet, but we'd still, the principle is there. And we can look at that for ourselves and say, do I have the courage? Do I have the confidence in his mercy to come to him and to bear my soul, to be able to say, here it is, and give it to him? We don't have to physically allow our tears to fall upon his feet. We don't have to physically wipe his feet. We need to open our hearts and to allow his mercy to come to us. But we need to come to him first. He's there just waiting for us if we are willing to come to him. And so we need to learn a lesson from this amazing woman. Sinful, yes, she may have been, just like you and me. But total confidence in the mercy of God. Confident enough to do something that seems really out of place. And yet, she was not rejected by our Lord. She was not scolded by our Lord. Instead, he humbly received, because what she was doing was being done out of charity. That's what he's looking for, is our disposition the humility and the charity to be able to acknowledge our sins, to be able to seek his mercy, to be able to have total, complete confidence in the mercy of God, then we have nothing to fear because we're not looking at him as this terrible judge. We don't, again, want to be presumptuous and suggest that, oh, because he's all merciful, I don't have anything to worry about. No. Because he's all merciful, I can come to him and receive mercy. I can open my heart and dump all my sins at his feet, and he will be merciful to me. If I'm presumptuous and I stand before him and say, huh, but you're supposed to be merciful, so therefore, it's like, huh, you're out of here. So this is the time for mercy. Have confidence. Come to the Lord with humility because of your sins. Not because you are so wonderful. Not because you are so holy that, of course, now you can have confidence in the Lord because you have earned it. Good luck. Come before him with confidence because you are a sinner who is in need, who is dependent on our blessed Lord, and who knows that he is mercy itself. That's what we have confidence in, not ourselves, not our wonderfulness, but in him because of who he is. Trust that. Have complete confidence and have the courage then to do something that seems really audacious. To come before him in the confessional, to kneel down, to open our hearts and lay our sins at his feet, and know that he who is mercy itself, he who is the way upon which the just will walk, will then remove the transgressions, restore us to that justice, and we will walk in the way who is the Lord of mercy himself.